You are Locked On Sooners, your daily Oklahoma Sooners podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And here we go.
I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G., thanking you for letting us be a part of your weekend. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. Coming up on today's show, yes, we will definitely talk about Kyler Murray getting drafted number one. We will hear some of his introductory press conference at Arizona, and I'll tell you what my read on Steve Keim, the GM of the Arizona Cardinals, was as he was introducing Kyler Murray. And it's not necessarily a good thing for Kyler Murray or Cliff Kingsbury. We'll talk about Lincoln Riley making the rounds, just how much OU is benefiting from Kyler Murray going number one and Hollywood Brown getting drafted. I'll tell you where I really would have liked to have seen Hollywood Brown end up. I bet you already know. And then there's Cody Ford. Why isn't this guy drafted? Well, I'll give you some reasons coming up. That's what we'll talk about right out of the gate. My name is Eric G. I work for 1340 The Game in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I also host a channel for maven.io, which produces some tremendous content. And if you'd like to see what's going on at Sooner Maven, just go to collegesportsmaven.io/Oklahoma. I say I host a channel. I'm also the editor-in-chief of Sooner Maven as well. So I don't know. I just like the way that sounds. If you like this podcast, then download the Himalaya app to your phone. Then when you get into your car, tell your smart device to play the Locked On Sooners podcast. As happy as I am for Kyler Murray and Hollywood Brown that they got taken in the first round, and it looks like they're going to go on to these stellar NFL careers, knock on wood, I'm still upset that Cody Ford did not get taken in the first round, and it is a head scratcher to me. Now, if you want to point out some of his weaknesses, and looking at some of the weaknesses for Cody Ford, I can see where, as an NFL GM, you might have a red flag. They want his arms to be a little bit longer than that 34 inches that they extend out. There is a knock that he doesn't use his hands as well as he needs to, and that he doesn't run block near as well as he pass blocks, meaning that they feel like he might be only one-dimensional in that particular area. However, I'm going to tell you this. The guy didn't just play right tackle in college. And I get it, left tackle a little bit more valued because most quarterbacks are right-handed, not left-handed. But he also played guard. And to me, there is nothing more at that level that I want than versatility. And I'm willing to take my chances. Now, granted, I don't want to draft a guard that high, although we did see a guard go in the first round last night, that kid out of Boston College. But I will take my chances with a guy like Cody Ford because, one, there was the injury, there was the setback at Ohio State, and he's still learning. He's still learning, he's still developing, you can still get him in the weight room, you can make him stronger, can't do anything about the arms, but you can certainly make the guy stronger. You can certainly continually work on his footwork, which apparently needs a little bit of improvement. But if the guy's not panning out at tackle, and that's what you drafted him as, he's at least played guard, and he's proven that he's talented enough to play multiple positions. Somebody is not only getting a steal, but the one thing about the NFL draft that I always look at if I'm an NFL GM is, what kind of value can you give me? Are you a guy that... It's sort of like college in a sense where maybe you recruit some kid to come in and play a particular position. He's been playing it all during high school. Maybe it's quarterback. Maybe it's defensive line. Maybe it's linebacker, whatever. But then you find out the linebacker can be a good running back or the running back can be a good linebacker. You find out that that quarterback can make a receiver. We see it all the time happen in college. You should be able to see it in the NFL. And when I look at Cody Ford, what I see is a guy that can not only possibly run block, protect my quarterback, and make my team already better than what it is, or maybe make it better than what it is. Well, I guess that's kind of redundant what I'm saying there. But I see a guy that I could be a lifer on my team, and those are very rare in the NFL. I see a guy that I might be able to keep on my team throughout the bulk of his career. And I'm one of those guys, and I know we talk about guards not going in the first round, but I value guards. And if you're looking for me, and I wanted to kind of get into this today a little bit, so I'll delve into it here. Some of the guys that could be going for OU that add value, obviously Rodney Anderson. I think he's going to have a tremendous pro career if he can stay healthy. You're talking about a guy that was on the Heisman watch list before he ended up getting hurt at OU. And even though running backs aren't as valued as what they were, when you get a good running back, you still need to run the ball. The only way you're going to be successful in the NFL or in football, period, is being able to run the ball. Rodney Anderson's certainly a guy that can help you do that. But for me, it's Drew Samia. That's the guy I'm looking at right now. Because just what we talked about, running the ball, being successful, and let's talk about this. Let's go back to him and Rodney Anderson for a second. Let me articulate a little better here. When you are dealing with offenses like the New England Patriots, like the Arizona Cardinals or the Cleveland Browns or the Kansas City Chiefs, and yes, I'm sort of projecting on Kyler Murray here, all these quick score offenses, what's the best defense? Well, it's a good offense. Best thing to do, keep them off the field. So I want a guy like Drew Samia who can run block, who's also played multiple positions in college and could also be versatile. And then Rodney Anderson, who not only has that breakaway speed, who could be that featured back, but a guy that can certainly help me grind it out. And I'm really hoping, like, I've got everything pulled up. I'm hoping that we hear Cody Ford's name get called early on. I'd like to see him in New England. I would have loved to have seen Hollywood in New England, and that didn't happen. Now, congratulations to Hollywood Brown. I'm glad he's going to the Baltimore Ravens. I think that's going to be a perfect fit there, him and Lamar Jackson. And look, Hollywood's one of those guys that's a great fit anywhere, because he's that receiver that has that breakaway speed. He's got incredible route running. He's going to be able to learn on the fly. And as long as that Liz Frank injury heals up, I mean, the only question that I really have with Hollywood Brown is how quickly he can get on the field and how quickly can he start meshing with his teammates in Baltimore, in particular, his quarterback. That's the only question that I have at all for Hollywood Brown. I wanted him so bad to go to New England. And yes, I am a Patriots fan. I make no apologies for that. And I know that there was a lot of talk about the Patriots needing a big physical receiver, which in fact they got. But something that the Patriots really haven't had since Randy Moss. And I know that Josh Gordon has re-upped with New England. Now, it's questionable whether or not Josh Gordon's going to play because of the NFL substance abuse issues. But what you haven't had in New England in quite some time is a guy with breakaway speed. And Hollywood Brown would have certainly not only given New England that, I think him and Tom Brady would have been a great combo to work together. And then eventually when the Patriots decide that they're getting a new quarterback, that's a great security blanket to have and throw to. Is a guy that can go make plays for you. And he's a guy, as we saw this year on several occasions, along with CeeDee Lamb, be able to bail Kyler Murray out of some bad throws by making some spectacular catches. Yes, I said it. Kyler Murray did make some bad throws for Oklahoma this year, but ultimately everything turned out fine. I think when you look at that draft last night, and we're going to get to Kyler Murray more here in the second segment, but ultimately what you got out of that draft last night, if you're Oklahoma, is if you're Lincoln Riley, your phone probably blew up the entire night. Kids and their parents want to come play for you now, especially when they're quarterbacks, when they're at the skilled position, and there really isn't any better recruiting tool. Not to mention, the other thing that helped OU just tremendously over the last 48 hours, even beside the picks, is that Lincoln Riley is on every single sports show you can possibly think of. Colin Cowherd, he was on Good Morning Football, which, by the way, was not a great segment. You didn't really get much out of Lincoln Riley in that segment at all. And I don't blame him for it. I kind of blame the way that the interviews were going, but just having that FaceTime. And I didn't see Nick Saban getting that FaceTime. Didn't see anybody else in the Big 12 getting that FaceTime. And maybe you don't necessarily need to get, look, if you don't have players going, you're not going to have that guy. But I mean, you could have had Gary Patterson on. He had a guy go in the first round yesterday. There wasn't another college coach in America I saw get as much FaceTime as Lincoln Riley. Dabo Swinney did a little bit. But there's Lincoln Riley out there showing his personality, showing off, and he's got the results to back it up to say, hey, kid, why don't you come play for us? Didn't you watch the draft? Haven't you seen any sort of ESPN's type, cable type sports television in the last 24 hours? Well, if so, nobody's getting better publicity than OU. Just absolutely tremendous. And we can talk about the historical aspect coming up on Monday's podcast, but lo and behold, I can't even imagine right now how many kids may have decommitted or how many kids may have a commitment and are thinking about changing their mind just on what they saw go down last night for Lincoln Riley and his staff at OU. Coming up next, my read on Steve Keim, and it's not a good thing for Kyler Murray. It's the Locked On Sooners podcast. I'm Eric G. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And if you like it, download the Himalaya app to your phone. Then tell your smart device to play the Locked On Sooners podcast when you get into your car. My name's Eric G, and I'd like to open up to you here for a second. I want to tell you a little bit about my story. About a year and a half ago, I got let go from a job very unexpectedly. It was a job I loved. I liked them. They weren't too particularly thrilled with me, so they let me go. And when that happens, especially when it's not something you can see coming from a million miles away, you need someone to help you get on your feet. Well, thank God for ZipRecruiter. Even though I ended up taking a job that they did not necessarily recommend, ZipRecruiter was fantastic for me because they got me in front of people and I actually had opportunities. I had interviews. They looked over my resume. They didn't pair me up with jobs that I didn't want, jobs where the employers weren't going to be interested in. They looked at my particular skill set and they knew how to steer me. In fact, I still get their emails because, hey, like everybody else, you always want to take care of your family. And if you would like to see what ZipRecruiter has to offer, then I want to encourage you today to go to ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. That's ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. When you try and go to multiple job boards, there's just so much out there. It gets real confusing. You know that you've got all these employers out there. They're getting inundated with resumes. And essentially, they've got to go through the weed out process. And when you're overwhelmed, you may not do that great of a job of it if you're an employer. So, not just speaking to an employees, but employers right now, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post get a quality candidate on the first day. And you, as somebody who's looking for a job, you need to find that boss, that perfect situation, that job that allows you to succeed. That's what ZipRecruiter wants. They don't want you to go find a job that's not good, you get fired in a few days, and then you're not going to speak highly of the company. No, they want you to get a good job. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. All you got to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. That's ZipRecruiter.com, LOCKEDON, ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. Find out what it's all about.
You are Locked On Sooners, your daily Oklahoma Sooners podcast.
Thanks again for listening to the Locked On Sooners podcast, especially on Himalaya. I am sure last night you were doing backflips when very undramatically Kyler Murray got picked as the number one overall draft with Arizona. I mean, come on, there was absolutely no drama in it whatsoever. Maybe there was 72, 48 hours out. There were questions, but by the time we got to yesterday, it was all of a foregone conclusion. However, I will say that when I watched Steve Keim's press conference, the introductory press conference to introduce Kyler Murray, he had the look on his face like he had just been hit with a hammer. It all set in that moment that he has now tied his career to Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. And he is banking everything on this offense they are going to run that's been so successful in college is now going to translate to the NFL, and he knows he can't go back. And for two straight years, he's hired coaches and drafted quarterbacks, And the scrutiny finally started coming last night, right after Kyler Murray got picked. Everybody started pointing out, this is 2 years in a row that you've drafted a quarterback. This is 2 years in a row that you've got a new head coach. And the referendum on Steve Kimes is there. I mean, this dude is sweating bullets because he knows if this fails, he's not coming back from it. And he said last night that he didn't want to watch the tape, that he didn't want to fall in love. And ultimately, when he watched it, well, then he fell in love. But now what you've got to be very careful of if you're Kyler Murray, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, is you're going to have to keep this guy at bay. Because now that he gets the sense, like he totally, it's like, oh, crap. You know, my career in the NFL is going to be over. If this doesn't work, you've got to watch him meddling. Because quite frankly, when you gave Cliff Kingsbury that job and you turned it over to him, you said, I do not want control of this anymore. I'm going to allow you to pick your quarterback. I'm going to allow you to run your offense. And now I've just got to stay out of the way. And we're in a day and age in sports where GMs don't stay out of the way. What they do, they pick the players and then the coaches have to go coach them. Well, at least in the NBA. In the NFL, it's not as bad. But now you've got to step back and watch it, and you're going to have to watch all the bumps and bruises. And I would not be shocked at all this year if Arizona had a rough season and Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray were getting killed on a weekly basis. And I really honestly think with as crappy as that offensive line is, and they need to go out and get Kyler Murray some help at receiver, they need to get him help at offensive line, that you could not get a very good read on what Arizona is going to be this season, and then everybody's going to freak out and Steve Kime could lose his job or it could get real dramatic there. I don't like the way that this is setting up, and hopefully I'm just being over dramatic. And Kyler Murray's going to be fine, because I will say this, in his press conference, man, dude was as confident as he has ever been. We'll get to Kyler Murray in a second, but here's what Steve Kime had to say about it. Now, granted, listen to the words, because when you're going to hear it, Steve Kime sounded confident. Then go back and watch it later today, because he did look like he had just seen a ghost.
Having the number one pick in the NFL draft is certainly a game changer, and that's exactly what we did. We selected a game changer. Kyler Murray has a unique skill set, a transcending player, not only the Heisman Trophy winner at Oklahoma, but a guy that possesses a rare and unusual skill set. As I said last night, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I've seen guys who run like him, I've seen guys who throw like him, but I haven't seen a guy who had his combination of throwing and running that can do it all, that can get out of traffic, that can create with his feet, that can make those throws with timing and anticipation and touch. He was a fun player to watch and a guy that I know our fans are going to be extremely excited to see play over the next several years.
All that, 100% agree with. There is nothing I can add to that. I totally agree with it. And the good thing about Kyler Murray is he should sell a lot of jerseys right out of the gate, should sell, more importantly, a lot of tickets. And you're going to have people buying in. Now, as far as Kyler Murray and how he handled everything, here's a little bit of Kyler Murray from his introduction with Arizona media.
Hey, Kyler, welcome to town. Mark McClune, CBS 5, 3 TV here in Phoenix. Just wanted to hear more about your relationship with Coach Kingsbury. Yeah. What are your kind of first recollection of him walking on a campus at Allen High School and trying to recruit you?
15 years old, just knowing his swag, knowing what he does as far as offense goes, not really knowing much about the game yet. Obviously a young guy, but for me, just trying to soak it all in. And like I said, it was a recruiting process for me, but he was obviously fond of me at a young age. And I always respected how he felt about me, and we just kind of grew as the years went on.
Hey, Kyler, Bob McMahon, I'm an Arizona Republic. Can you talk about where the ability came from and how you cultivated this escapability, the ability not to get hit, and how to find passing lanes?
I don't think anybody likes to get hit on a football field as playing quarterback, but obviously my dad playing football, him teaching me how to, throw the ball, do everything. But I think also just, God blessed me with the ability to move fast, run fast, throw the ball at a high level, and then me learning the game myself, you know, as many years as I've played it, learning how to avoid things and learning how I had to learn how to throw from different angles and, you know, find those throwing lanes. But it's just a lot of hard work. And, you know, I don't shy away from hard work. So,
Kyler, Scott Wardell from The Athletic. Both you and Cliff have talked about the text exchanges while you were in college, which is a little bit unusual, I think, for an opposing coach to be texting an opposing player. But why do you think you guys bonded? Do you share similar personality traits? Is it because you both played quarterback? What do you think went into the factors of that?
I think because he was just so interested in me, so high on me, you know, recruiting me. And as a player, you want to have a guy that's, you know, knows what you do and is, you know, respects your game and is behind you at all costs. So he was always that guy for me. Obviously, it didn't work out, you know, going A&M. But, you know, now we're here. And, you know, we've had multiple talks about this situation, you know, for years. And, you know, I'm just excited to be here.
And that bond now only gets stronger between those two guys. And I think for Cliff Kingsbury, this really comes down to just him finally getting the opportunity to coach a kid that he always wanted the opportunity to coach. And with that, he obviously saw a lot in Kyler, and there's probably things that he's wanted to do with Kyler that even Lincoln Riley hasn't thought of. So if you want to feel more excited about this, hey, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, now you've got one of your dream quarterbacks. Not that Patrick Mahomes was bad, but now you've got one of your dream quarterbacks, and you get an opportunity to put him into all those situations that you wanted to and use his skills, and hopefully it can't help but be successful. And give Cliff Kingsbury some credit, man. It's not just him. It's Baker Mayfield. It's Pat Mahomes. Look, Lincoln Riley gets a lot of the credit, but I think Cliff Kingsbury deserves at least an acknowledgement for having an eye for quarterback talent as well. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. I'm Eric G. Don't forget to download Himalaya to your phone. And then when you get into your car, tell your smart device to play the Locked On Sooners podcast and listen to us on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast. Coming up next on Locked On Sooners, why the draft might actually be my favorite sporting event in the entire world. I'll explain next.
This is Locked On Sooners, your team every day.
Thanks again for listening to Locked On Sooners. I'm Eric G. And don't forget to download the Himalaya app to your smart device. And when you get into your car, tell your car or tell your phone in your car to play the Locked On Sooners podcast. I'm a little disappointed about last night. I did not get to watch the draft nearly as much as I wanted to. Had certain family business to take care of. And that is a night where I usually clear everybody out of the room. And I enjoy it more than any sporting event that I watch all year long now. Here are the reasons why. First and foremost, when the draft comes on, you have an instant opinion when somebody gets picked. You are never ho-hum at all about a single pick. You're either bouncing off the wall, you're ecstatic for your school, you're ecstatic for your team, or you're like New York Giants fans today, and you are just killing them because they overvalued a quarterback at six that they could have had later, even if they liked him. And if this guy is just merely good, even if you win a couple of Super Bowls, he's probably not going to be worth the money that you paid him. You got Kyler Murray going with Cliff Kingsbury. You're going to have an opinion on that. Hollywood Brown, Cody Ford. I mean, it's just, there's instant reaction. There is the marriage of college football and pro football, and that really doesn't happen at any other point during the year. It's not like the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl this year was boring. It was a boring Super Bowl, and throughout my life, really until the last, I guess about 10 years or so, I'll give the Super Bowl some credit. Super Bowl's been boring, and this was very one-sided during my college years. The NFC was always killing the AFC. Plus, it always felt like the NFL tried so hard to make that the most inclusive event that they completely had the draft misfigured out until last night when they put it on ABC and had Robin Roberts host. Now, I didn't watch that. I watched ESPN. Would have preferred to watch the NFL Network. Did not have that opportunity. But when you have Robin Roberts do it, what is the thing about the draft that would appeal to somebody who's not a sports fan? It's the stories. Great stories throughout the draft, whether it is a guy like Kyler Murray, who went to A&M and transferred, and you know his dad is a coach, and he knew Cliff Kingsbury. You've got that. You've got the Manning relationship with the guy who's going to now play for Duke. You've got all sorts of great stories. The kid from Boston College whose family played there and whose family played in the NFL. And, I mean, there's just all sorts of great things that when you tap into these guys, you find out the more human side of them. And in the Super Bowl, you don't really get that opportunity unless it's the pregame, and it's only about two teams. You don't get the variety of it. All NFL fans culminate. Everybody wants to be there. It's a time to have watch parties, and no matter what you are, where you're an NFL fan, your team is usually involved unless you're the Dallas Cowboys and you've traded out. Or the Colts. I think the Colts traded out and you've got a lot of picks now. But you go back for day two. And if you're even remotely interested in the NFL, you want to see the guys coming in. If you're in college, you want to see where your school's going and what the benefit of it is. It just, you get to see the inner workings, the business, and I could go on. And I feel like I'm droning on now, but there really isn't anything. There really isn't a single sporting event that's all-encompassing. A lot of people like to say the NCAA tournament, really it's only those first 2 days that gets everybody excited, maybe the first weekend. And I'll straight up tell you, man, when OU's out, I'm out. Unless Oklahoma State's in or I decide I'm going to glom on to another Big 12 team, I'm usually done. Super Bowl, if it's not my team playing, I'll kind of fade in and out of the Super Bowl. Don't love Daytona as much. The Masters has gotten boring to me, but this is a night that I absolutely live for. Even if my team's not going to be affected, and last night they went out and got a big receiver, not who I wanted, but still they've got somebody, and I have an opinion on that, and that's ultimately what we want, is to be emotionally invested in any particular sporting event we're watching, and you can't help but be emotionally involved in the NFL draft. My name's Eric G. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back on Monday to talk about what? Yeah, we'll talk more about Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury, how OU benefits, etc. And we'll know where everybody else went. We'll know where Cody Ford went. Until then, may God bless you and your family. Everybody love everybody. Peace, love, and Boomer Sooner.
You are Locked On Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or tell Alexa or Google to play podcast Locked On. Don't worry, I won't finish. You get the idea.